Michael, it was important to start the Super 8 with victory today, and that's how it worked out. 9 points difference on the end, deserving of it.
I don't know about that. As I say, it was a draw game there, the game in the melting pot. Either a very, very good side. Whether it was deserving of 9 points, I think it was very flattering in the end. But as I say, credit where credit's due to the boys, show good character. Emptied the sub bench, they give us fresh legs and fresh impetus. And I think it was probably only that goal then, if Oisin, I suppose, towards the end to give us that bit of breathing space. But 9 points was definitely flattering from our case. And, as I say, if you were to let many other teams, I suppose, back into it, after being up by 5 points, as I say, it's something we really need to look at.
Yeah, we got the goal in the first half as well, and that set us up nicely at half time. You had a 4 point cushion there.
It was tit for tat, I think, the whole way through it. There's nothing really much in it, maybe a point, 2 points, that I think maybe possibly put us out to four, if not five. Yeah. But credit where credit's due, me in the second half with the penalty, and even before that too, the disallowed goal was there, I didn't see it, but as I say, they were threatening, and from our point of view that was disappointing that we didn't take the warning sign of that disappointing goal, or the disallowed goal, to try and shut it out. But 3 weeks without a game there, we're back in at it and up and running, and we push on now, get the bodies right again for a huge task again now in Croke Park.
Yeah. Listen, Meath got back into it and they went a point ahead, but that's when the character of the team was tested, and it was a big question, and you've answered it, so you did, Michael.
That's it. That was an answer. Yeah. Answer question. As I say, that's what it was always going to be. Maybe the games that we've had, supposedly maybe throughout the Ulster, there was always that little bit of a gap in them. So we knew this was going to be a lot closer a game. Like anything, it's a Super 8's game. It's the 8 best teams that are left in Ireland, so they're always going to be tighter. And so that proved to be. So things were very, very tough out there. But we're just delighted with the energy the boys were still showing towards the end of that game. And from our point of view, that there's a positive. But just disappointed that we let that lead slip, I suppose, that we had, going into the start of the second half.
Well, listen, you just have to park that now. Big day today for Donegal football. A huge crowd here for the opening Super 8 game. It was warm as well. Did it make it difficult for the occasion, didn't it?
It was hard to grasp the breath. The sun was out, but it was actually very, very real strong heat too in it, down a pitch side. So it was really, 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 really warm. But the crowd was absolutely fantastic. It was absolutely brilliant to see such a crowd that we had out here. With tickets and everything, people were showing up here very, very early. When we were rolling in the bus, you could see that the stand was fairly full, even an hour and a bit beforehand. But it was brilliant to see that. And it was them, I suppose, that really pushed us, helped us back into it, I suppose, when things were really, really tough there,
Yeah, and listen, you've gone out to Kerry, but when you go into a game against Kerry at Croke Park, having the one gives the side more momentum.
Yeah, we know, I suppose, off the back of last year, the Super 8s is all fairly new and blue. We know off the back of last year, getting beaten that very first game was really a sucker punch. We didn't realise that until you were really going into the second and third game, so it was imperative to get off to the first one, because, as I say, the other two games are must-wins. But that's the way it is for us now. The nature of it, we're playing Kerry and playing Mayo, two of the best sides in the whole of Ireland over the last number of years. And it's important now we dust ourselves down very, very quickly, because, as I say, it's a 6-7 day turnaround before we head back to Dublin again. And as I say, we'll look forward to it, but we know now we need to brush up on it, as I say, a few things that we have there.
Patrick McBurdy, 100 games for Donegal, and finished it on a winning note and contributed today as well. Pleased with that?
Ah, yeah. Happy. Good enough day all round. Special day for myself, but probably didn't think about it too much, but it's always in the back of your mind. But most importantly, we got the win here today, and it sets us up well for Croke Park now next Sunday.
Yeah, and you of course played your part in it and got the opening goal as well.
Yeah, I was lucky enough now. My man probably committed to it a wee bit too much, and he ran past it. So listen, 1-1 with the keeper, I'm expected to finish that,
Yeah. What about the second half? You let Meath back in it. They led by a point, 113-112, but I think the response from Donegal was very impressive, Patrick.
Yeah, we're 5 points up there in the first half, and we're letting teams back into games, saying it's something we're going to have to look at, because if we're going to do that next week, we could be out of the game, So just when you have teams saying you have a bit of a lead in them, we need to start pushing on and getting them 7-8 point leads,
Yeah. Why do you think that's happening?
Don't know. I think it's just a control aspect. I just think we're 5 up, hey, it's 2 scores, 3 scores, and boys just think that we just probably need to keep the ball, but something we're going to have to look at, because it's probably not working at the minute.
Listen, you and Ryan linked up a few times in that latter 15 minutes as well, and on occasions you were giving them the thumbs up. He's been doing it for years, you two boys with Kilkear.
We're not new to each other, us two boys, so we can sink each other's runs at this stage and predict them, so I think Ryan was unbelievable there today. Every time he looked up, every time he seemed to have the ball, so fantastic player.
Listen, Antrim 2011 was your senior debut. Were you ever thinking on 100 appearances for Donegal since then?
No, it was a long way away from then, and it's been a long, it's something I've never thought of. So happy for family, coaches, and everyone involved. So it's just not myself, there's a big team play his part as well.
Yeah, well, so many congratulations on that. But you have to refocus again now for Kerry next weekend at Croke Park. It's a venue you like going to, Patrick.
It's a, you know, it's the way you want to be. Hey, playing Kerry in Croke Park. So listen, we'll probably meet up now this evening, reevaluate, and get back to training Tuesday and see where we are.
Yeah. Is this a winnable game for Donegal?
Without doubt, hey. Yep. We wouldn't be going down if we didn't think we were going to win. So, you know, we're looking forward to it.